So we're here at number 13 Boston Lofts, and it's Friday, Thursday the 3rd of July. We had to, so it's on the first floor. There's seven on the ground floor, so seven on the first floor. We're number 13 is second on the right. You come in the door and there's stairs on the left, straight forwards. And what's in the corner here?
That's just a table.
I do. Okay. And we go left.
Wait.
What do we come to first? So on the right hand side.
On the right hand side is the ground floor bedroom, which I use as a home office.
Yeah.
It's the messiest room at the moment because I've tried to put all the bits and pieces from the flat in there to make it a little bit more presentable.
Okay. We won't go in there then.
What size is it?
Sorry.
What size is it?
It is probably about 5 meters by 3 meters, so it's quite large.
So it's 15 by something, is it?
Yeah, 15 by 9 or 15 by 10 or
something. So it is actually, it could be a double room.
It is definitely a double room, yeah.
It is a double bed.
Yeah, oh yes, yeah.
And does it have any fitted wardrobes or anything like that?
There's no fitted wardrobes.
Nothing
throughout
at all.
The flat at all.
Right, and what is, so there's no fitted sort of...
No, we just have no...
or anything like that. So what are the windows in here?
There's three small windows straight ahead and one to the right. So
it's a nice light room.
Yeah.
And do many of them open?
There's three of them that opens.
Right. And what sort of windows are they? Casement or?
No, they are double glazed wooden windows.
What, sash windows?
No. They're just hinged at either left or right hand side.
Oh, they're casement.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, sorry.
Fine. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, fine.
The telephone entry system is just on the right after the bedroom door. Sorry, as you look at the bedroom door, it's on the left and it's got two buttons on it. Do you get many people phoning you when they want somebody else? You know, like just some people just press the buttons?
Not normally, no. There are sometimes, if the postman hasn't got the code to get in, he will...
Excuse the postman, but not other people.
No.
How big is the kitchen? This is...
Right, the kitchen here is to the right. Sorry, to your left.
Oh, sorry, I'm going right. What's on the right?
These are fire doors, yeah. Yes.
This is
the main lounge.
This is lounge on the right, yes. Wow. How big is this area, please, roughly?
It's probably about 10 feet by 10 by 18.
Really?
It's, you know, it's...
Do you have windows either end or anything?
No, you've got some very, very tall... You've got very, very tall windows straight ahead.
Right.
Because this used to be an old classroom, so you've got very
large windows.
Very large windows and a very large ceiling.
Right.
You know, there's actually, I think, 21 feet up to the top ceiling where the third floor is.
Right.
So it's quite substantial.
Right, so what wall is adjoining to the next one? Both ends? Or?
Yes, yeah.
You both have, ends are adjoining to flat?
Yes. You've got very thick brick walls between each flat. And then within the flats.
Because this would be nice for high fire system.
Nice
for high fire system, this would be.
Yes.
Very nice sounding, I should think.
So have you decided where you're moving on to, or is it part of a chain?
I haven't totally decided yet, because I'm partially thinking about spending more time back in Norway, where I come from.
I thought you must come from that area, yes.
Yeah. So I might...
That's fine.
I might try and spend 2 weeks a month in Norway and 2 weeks a month here in England, because I've got kids and wife here in England just off the road. But I've got my parents who are... Not that, you know, they're getting old and I haven't really seen them for, well, it's probably now 30 years since I left Norway.
Right.
So I thought I'll try and be around them for sort of the next 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the lounge and you've got the kitchen.
What are the windows in here?
Okay, you've only got your, it's casement windows, large windows that are probably 2 meters wide by 4 meters tall. Yeah, so quite big.
But they open up as well.
Yes, you've got two out of the three on the lower level opens, and the centre one at the top level opens. Then you've got the kitchen.
Presume it's fully central heated. And
it is fully central.
And these are double glazed, aren't they?
They are double glazed, yeah. In all honesty, the windows could do with the maintenance company looking after them a little bit, because they're wooden and they haven't been that well looked after, in my opinion. Hope that they'll...
Is there a service charge? Do you pay a service charge?
There's a service charge here, yes. You pay about, I think it's £1,040 a year in service charge, and that includes also insurance.
Oh,
right. I think that was mentioned on the information, so you might want to tell your agent that.
I can print out or I can mention it to you. I've got it broken down in what the difference
is. We could have a look at that, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Just so we know.
So if you go straight ahead, you've got the kitchen.
So you've got a kitchen table here.
That's my table.
It's a dining table, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send a small one.
So this is used as the dining area as well as the lounge.
That's right.
So the kitchen.
Yeah.
Kettle.
We're actually in the kitchen.
What's this?
Straight in.
It's a cappuccino machine.
Oh, cappuccino machine.
Straight in from the...
And an oven. It's open plan.
It's open plan, isn't it?
It is totally open plan, yes. I mean, if one wanted
to... quite light, because you can actually talk to each other when, you know...
We're cooking.
Yeah, so you've got...
rather than being blocked off.
You've got all the built-in units, dishwasher, you've got the oven, and so forth. And just under your hand there, if you put your hand back towards me, I'll let's see. You can feel this there, there's... small damage to the head of the.
So just to confirm what's included is oven, dishwasher.
Oven, dishwasher, the fridge freezer, and the washing machine.
It's all included.
Yeah. The only thing that doesn't is not included is the microwave and the.
No, of course, they're pretty sandy, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a quarter sink, you know, so you can with a so little bowl in it, so you can use it for preparing vegetables as well.
And it's a single drain, obviously.
Is it?
Drain,
yes.
You've got all that area there as well, haven't you?
And you've got overhead
cupboards as well.
Top level, and one a bit further over to the left, there's a large one.
That's higher because of this area here.
Then you've got high units on the other side over where the cooker is as well.
Oh, right.
That's the staircase goes up to the back, because this flat has got a very strange layout. Is it a good layout?
Yeah, it's unique, isn't it, really?
It is very unique, yeah. I'm in the process, and I've had permission from the main leaseholders to alter the layout and get rid of some of these stairs, because these stairs are awkward for me to use, and they would be awkward for anybody else to use as well.
So which stairs are you going to get rid of?
The stairs...
So where are they? Okay. I missed the stairs, sorry.
Let's see.
And just as you come in the door on the right...
Oh, yes.
Let's see, we've got...
Go back into the...
Okay. These stairs...
Oh, it's stairs here.
Are in the
These
the
stairs
lounge,
are in it, the lounge, yeah.
It goes up to a small mezzanine floor.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to get rid of these stairs, are you?
Yes, and...
What, before you move out?
Yes, the builders are due to come in 3 weeks' time to start changing things around a bit. Because these stairs are literally...
And how long do you reckon the work will take? Maximum.
I anticipate that they'll take them 2 to 2.5 weeks to make the changes.
Call that a month to be safe.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? You're taking the stairs out.
Here, Brian, look at the stairs. Because these stairs are just in the way, Brian. You don't need them.
These stairs are very, very steep. And you've got very...
And they take up space.
You've got very bad tread, on them. So what I'm